This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we are about to play. We're almost through all of this HD footage. It's all going to be a banned out video, ladies and gentlemen. But here's all, just about all the way through here, Alex Jones and crew in McAllen catching human smuggling happening in real time. I mean, it's unbelievable to say that, but that's what's going on here, so here it is. So again, they're loading this family into a cab.
You realize you're violating state law. You realize you're
violating state law right here.
We need to call the police on this guy.
I mean, again, we saw them loading families into cab companies. We called the phone number on the cab company, and it wasn't a cab company.
They don't have cars.
It was fake.
Violating state law again.
Per person, they get paid. Per person, they get paid.
There's this bus. There's another bus. There's another bus. There's another bus. There's more. It's just everywhere. It's a total invasion. And it's all run by the UN. God almighty. Hey, come back over here, Tim. Look at this over here. Buses. Buses. I mean, this is all Biden. And this guy right here has these children in here.
With no car seats.
Babies in there with no car seats. And I get a ticket. I go to jail for that. Because they're smuggling people, it's supposedly okay. Because the law has all been waived here. Now, the police will get you on the technicality, like not having a car seat. But they don't care if you're a child that got kidnapped in Guatemala, as the Senate reports found. Stay right here, dude. I'm going to talk to this guy.
Yeah, it's the same thing. You can't mandate an experimental vaccine. Oh, it's the new world order doing it, so it's okay. Hey, you can't traffic children across the border and drive them to the city. Oh, it's the new world order doing it, so it's okay.
Is it fake again this time? No, it's not. This is an absolute collapse of the U.S. under the United Nations. And I guess we're just going to step aside and watch more little children, not even in seatbelts, just disappear because it's okay because Joe Biden said so.
I mean, they're liberal.
I mean, they're liberal. You know, it's like all the pedophilia. Oh, it's okay because they're liberal. It's like Hollywood. The whole left is nothing but poison to destroy this country. There's another bus over there. Let's go over there. All right. Transporting those children is illegal while you're doing it. It's just like last time, but this time we're just going to let them go. Because our will's being broken. Look, more Border Patrol here.
Guys smuggling children illegally in a vehicle. He won't deal with law enforcement.
Look, there's another van full of people right there going to the alley. And another van. I mean, look at this.
Here we go. Here comes the next group.
Hey, folks, this is ridiculous. I remember, you know, if you ever played sports as a kid or, like, you know, any of these conferences, it's like pulling up when there's, like, a big soccer tournament somewhere in, you know, central Illinois or central Missouri in the middle of nowhere, and all the buses show up at the same time, or, like, you know, some big mud run or something. There's, like, all the buses pulling at once, and just, like, buses everywhere and people being unloaded everywhere, and it's just all these people. That's what this is like, but it's an illegal smuggling operation. It's not a soccer tournament or a mud run or some, you know, music festival. No, it's a human smuggling operation, buses around the clock, unloading thousands of people. But just for the radio audience that doesn't understand, you know, because you're just listening, I mean, that's what this is like. Imagine you're sitting at, like, a big, you know, mud run event or a big music festival, and, you know, all these buses are coming in, or a college conference tournament, and just busload dropping off students and athletes and fans, just busload. Except it's a illegal immigrant smuggling pipeline, a human smuggling pipeline. Not a sporting event, not a college conference, you know, not a music festival. An illegal immigration human smuggling operation. And the media there reports on it, and so they have to call law enforcement to try to bully and intimidate media from reporting on it. This is so sick.
Corner 15th and Austin. What do you want to say to folks that said we lied?
Well, here you are. You said, oh, the building says Hollywood on it. It must be a stunt. Well, here's a security guard who works for Catholic Charities RGD. And he told me last time that we had gotten information that there was a leaking building across the street from the basement.
ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has done it again, just showing you the human smuggling operation, but whatever, you know, it's fine, it's just out of control.
The 4th of July Super Sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com. July 4th, 2021 is now upon us, and that means our yearly big sale is here. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The 4th of July Super Sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
That's right. I'm about to hand the reins of the Alex Jones Show over to Paul Joseph Watson. Owen Troy about to sign off, but I'm going to be back in an hour hosting the War Room, and we got a couple other big guests coming up on the War Room, and I'm going to get to all of this major news here that I have on my desk that I wasn't able to cover today. Just because of all the other breaking news that was happening. But I'm going to do that in the War Room coming up after Paul Joseph Watson hosts. But, folks, please, I'm telling you, Alex just made the decision. Look, we got to go down to the border and cover this. It's too big not to cover. Even when accounting said, I'm not sure if we can really afford this right now, he said, you know what, the audience will pull through. So please shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the air filters. Get the water filters. Get the emergency food supplies. Get the T-shirts. Just do a straight-out donation. Get the great supplements that we have for sale. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com, and that's what not just keeps us on air, which is one thing, that's one effort just to keep us on air that's important, but then it builds the platforms that we have to use, like band.video, and it allows us to fund these trips to McAllen so that we can expose the giant human trafficking operation going on, because guess what? No one else will. Literally, no one else will except InfoWars. So please, continue to shop at InfoWarsStore.com. All this footage is going up at band.video and more that we haven't even seen yet from Alex down at the border. So share the links as well. Tell your friends and family, hey, did you see the giant human smuggling operation happening in McAllen, Texas? I said, what? I thought Kamala Harris went down there. No, that was fake. Here's the actual HD footage. Busloads of children, vans of children, all happening, all illegal. Human smuggling operations, millions of them pouring in. So folks, remember, share the links. And also financially support us at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, Paul Joseph Watson takes over on the Alex Jones Show for the remainder of the hour. I'll be back in 53 minutes hosting the War Room. Paul, take it away.
Thanks, Owen. Yeah, we have an update. In fact, two updates on the story you probably saw yesterday, or I think it was on Monday, actually, which is the case of the trans individual exposing themselves to children at We Spa in Los Angeles. There's been more fallout from that. Obviously, the spa itself continuing to defend its position, saying you can't, by law, apparently discriminate against men showing their testicles to little girls in the female areas of spas and health clubs. Two massive updates on that. I'm going to get to that later, though, because we're still under lockdown here in the UK until July 29th. They're probably going to extend it. They extended it the time before. They said last summer that it would be the last lockdown, and we're still in a form of lockdown. But I woke up yesterday, and the headline is Bizarre Hysterical Reaction to England's Chief Medical Officer Being Harassed. So reports that this guy, this public health official, had been viciously assaulted, attacked on the streets of London, not far from where I live, actually, by, they claimed, or they tried to presume, they tried to suggest that it was some kind of anti-lockdown protest, that he'd been viciously attacked, viciously assaulted, viciously abused. Top banner headlines across the entirety of the British media. I go and look at the video, and it's in this article if you want to play it in the background, by the way. And it's literally two drunk idiots who look inebriated, who go up to this chief medical officer, who, by the way, has been responsible for lockdown policies that have killed untold tens of thousands of people and will kill even more in the long run because of missed cancer treatments, other missed medical appointments. We've got drastic rises in depression, especially childhood depression. We've got families atomized having not seen each other. We've got people's grandparents dying having not seen their family for the past 15 months. And this is the guy, one of the primary guys responsible for those policies. We've had the deification of the National Health Service in this country to the point, as you probably remember last year, when there were literal weekly worship sessions for the NHS when everyone went outside onto their front porch and had to applaud the NHS. And if you didn't do that, by the way, the Karens on Facebook would track you down and publicly ritually humiliate and shame you for not taking part in that worship of the NHS. This guy was responsible for the lockdown policies that have incredibly damaged the economy, exacerbated poverty, led to massive job losses. That's only going to get worse because we're always going to be under some form of lockdown from what the experts are saying. So this is the guy partially responsible for all that. So now they have to deify him because he was viciously harassed and attacked on the street. You watch the video, and it's two drunk individuals going up to him and asking for a selfie. It says, oi, oi, please, just one photo, mate. One of them told Professor Chris Whitty. Now, was this an unpleasant experience for Professor Whitty? Probably. Was it unfortunate that it happened? Probably, yes. Was it a combination of 9/11 and the Holocaust rolled into one, as the British media treated it yesterday morning in some quarters? No. It was two drunk fools trying to get a video selfie with a government official on the street. So now it plays into this whole narrative of, we saw it a couple of weeks ago, with the anti-lockdown protesters chasing after a BBC news journalist. It's this idea that this horde of unruly, violent mob is chasing down public officials and journalists on the street and is going to violently attack them. In neither case is there any violent attack. Meanwhile, you just had an entire summer of BLM mobs desecrating the flag, graffitiing, defacing the Winston Churchill statue, numerous other statues, attacking police in the street who then bowed down and gave them the knee, literally crowding around vehicles, as you saw in the US in many cases, happened to me outside the US embassy. They crowded around the vehicle, and if you didn't show sufficient sympathy with their cause, with your facial expressions, they attacked you, or at least like started banging on the vehicle and start trying to shove things through the window because you'd committed, as Orwell wrote, a face crime. Your facial expression didn't match with what they wanted, which was obsequiousness, genuflecting, complete support for their deranged cause. I happened to have a raging hangover that morning, which is why I wasn't looking too pleased with the situation, being sat in traffic for 2 hours while this mob surrounded the US embassy. But again, they attack the vehicles, they attack the police violently, they throw rocks at Parliament. There was an incident where they were throwing things at a police horse and it bucked and it was completely scared, terrified to death. It ran down the street, smashed into a woman who was very seriously injured. The kind of condemnation that we saw during those months was completely absent. But now, because one deified, sanctified public health official gets accosted by two drunk people who want a selfie, suddenly, oh, they need more security. We need to hunt down these dangerous terrorists and lock them up. You literally had Boris Johnson tweeting about this an hour later as if it was some kind of vicious attack on a sanctified member of the SAGE advisory committee. It was unpleasant. It was an unfortunate incident. But again, the fact that they responded in that way shows you that they're trying to put people into this bracket, which includes anti-lockdown protesters, includes anyone who makes a deified public health official look a bit uncomfortable for 30 seconds, and of course people who don't take the vaccine, in this separate tier of society where they can be treated like absolute trash and discriminated against. And I see a lot of parallels emerging between the treatment, comparing the treatment between the BLM Antifa rioters who burned down entire city blocks, looted stores, attacked people viciously for the best part of a year in America, being let off completely almost across the board, charges dropped, charges reduced to trespassing, no prison time. We've got a story later about that, about a BLM rioter who literally smashed a car window in the face of a one-year-old kid, no prison time for him. Meanwhile, you literally have the people who stormed, rearranged the furniture in the Capitol building, being tortured, being ostracized, being withdrawn from legal aid, being withdrawn contact with their family, and being basically put in solitary confinement in some cases, and treated like literal terrorists. They're going to start putting anti-lockdown protesters, and they're going to start putting people who don't take the vaccine for whatever reason, increasingly more in that category, dehumanizing them, making them stay under de facto lockdown, where all the freedoms that the government gives everybody back, like they were the government's to give in the first place, no longer apply to those who don't wear the mask, who don't take the vaccine, who engage in an anti-lockdown protest. So I'm going to get more into that after the break. And then, as I said earlier, if you are disgusted by the story about a trans individual flashing his penis to kids in a spa in Los Angeles, just wait for this update, because if possible, it gets even worse. Summit.news will be right back. Don't go away.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at GoldCo to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
So we had the media's complete over-the-top reporting in the incident involving the chief medical officer, Chris Whitty, yesterday morning. Then we have this out of Breitbart. Two-tier lockdown. Tory government exempts elite senior executives from COVID quarantine. Of course, the UEFA officials who are attending London Wembley Stadium for the Euro 2020 football championships have been allowed to waive quarantine procedures completely. The rules on having to self-isolate when they arrive in the UK, which apply to everyone else, don't apply to them. Meanwhile, the England football fans are being told that they can't go to Rome, Italy, to watch England in the quarterfinal on Saturday because they would have to quarantine. So the rules that apply to everyone else don't apply to the elite, basically, and to the people who make them. Last week, on Friday, we had Matt Hancock being caught having an affair with his aide. He's married with three kids. So is she, by the way. She didn't receive much criticism on that score. Being caught violating the very social distancing policies that he had advocated for and indeed become the face of for the best part of the past year. This was the guy, Matt Hancock, the health secretary, who literally called on police to interfere and in some cases even arrest people if they were caught having relationships with people who they weren't already living with or cohabiting with or in a what they call a secure relationship with before the start of the first lockdown. Meanwhile, he's been doing it the whole time with his frigging mistress. The same case with Professor Neil Ferguson, Professor Lockdown, the guy whose fake model that said 500,000 Brits would die of COVID was used as government policy to lock the country down back in March last year. What was he caught doing? Travelling back and forth across London and having his mistress do the same to have an illicit affair with her while we were under the first lockdown, the most severe of all the lockdowns. Again, it brings you back to the question, if these scientific medical elites, government elites, really believe that this virus is so deadly as they told us at the beginning, why do they wantonly violate the rules that they enforce upon everyone else time and time again? Many such cases. Breitbart reports two-tier lockdown. Tory government exempts elite senior executives from COVID quarantine. Says just days after the government minister who implemented Britain's long-running lockdown was sensationally caught ignoring his own rules, the UK has implemented a new exemption for senior executives to ignore coronavirus quarantines as well. Then you had another government minister come out and basically say that, quote, important people weren't subject to the same rules that they were imposing on everyone else. So as long as you're a business elite, which means basically as long as you're rich and have lucrative contracts with the government, you can come and go in and out of the country as you please without any of these restrictions which are imposed on everyone else being imposed on you. One rule for us, one rule for them. Matt Hancock was caught doing that. The vast amount of the backlash was about him violating social distancing. There was very little backlash about the fact that he'd been caught having an affair on his wife and three kids. By the way, he gave his own wife COVID after sleeping with his mistress. This was the guy who was presiding over the UK's lockdown and all the social distancing that we were supposed to abide by. So he got a lot of heat for that, and he had to resign a couple of days later. What he didn't get a lot of heat for was cheating on his wife and three kids. And to that effect, here's a clip from Nigel Farage where he talks about that and how that did not receive enough attention. Here's the clip.
So, Nigel, what was your reaction to that response from the Bishop of Manchester?
What the Farage? I mean, I asked a Church of England bishop whether there was a moral dimension to a story about two married people who have an affair and decided now to move off together leaving, you know, quite a lot of children in a difficult position. And look, you know, I am the last person, Dan, on earth to give lectures about morality, but I do look to the Church of England, the established church of our country, in which I was christened and confirmed, and I look to that church and its bishops for some kind of moral and spiritual leadership. And so I asked him, was there a moral dimension to this story? And the bishop says, oh, it's just a middle-aged bloke having a fling. I'm more concerned about social distancing than I am about him breaking his marriage vows. I mean, look, I know the church is full of all sorts of oddballs, but if the Church of England cannot stand up and defend the sanctity of marriage, I wonder what the point of it is. And it says to me why their congregations are collapsing. It is a complete failure of our established church. And I was disappointed. I wanted to get a lecture. I wanted to go away thinking I must become a better person. What I got was, yeah, let it all hang out. Who gives a damn? I really think, Dan, it was astonishing.
So you have the bureaucrats who create the rules, violating them on a regular basis. Happened with Hancock, happened with Professor Neil Ferguson. You have the UEFA bureaucrats coming in to watch the football. They're not subject to any of the same rules as anyone else. The England fans going over to Italy are. That's why none of them can go. You have a two-tier society being created, where it's one rule for them, one rule for everyone else. You also have a two-tier society being created in the context of the vaccine. And don't be surprised when more examples like this start popping up in Western countries. But we have a headline here, Abu Dhabi bans unvaccinated adults from shopping malls, restaurants and colleges. So the authorities in Abu Dhabi have announced that unvaccinated adults will be banned from shopping malls, restaurants, colleges and other places from August 20 onwards. The committee stated the decision would enhance safety in areas that have been subject to additional precautionary measures and provide enhanced protection, blah, 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 blah. Basically, those who don't take the vaccine, whether they refuse to do so or they're medically advised against taking it, will only be able to access places such as supermarkets and pharmacies. If they want to go to the gym, health club, resorts, museums, cultural centres, theme parks, universities, institutes, public and private schools, nurseries, shopping malls, restaurants, then it's a hard no. Can't get in there because they haven't taken the vaccine. I mean, why everybody who's taken this miraculous vaccine would be afraid of them if it supposedly protects them? Who knows? But again, this is about continuing lockdown for those who don't comply. They've basically singled out and identified, not just with the mask mandates, but with those who don't take the vaccine. And bear in mind, in some countries now, they're keeping lists of people who don't take the vaccine. They've singled out the dissidents. They've singled out everyone who will refuse to comply. And even if that's not used for persecution within the next few years, that is the benchmark that they've set. So those people who were dissidents and refuse to comply are being punished by remaining under lockdown. They say, oh, the vaccine's not mandatory. It's your right to take it or not. Nothing happens if you don't take it. Yes, it does. You lose lifestyle choices, social choices. You can't go to a shopping mall. You can't go to a restaurant, a theme park, a university. You lose out on an education. In the United Arab Emirates from August 20, that is the policy. We've seen attempts to introduce it in the West with the vaccine passport. And now with the government, even if they're not mandating it, saying to businesses, feel free to mandate it privately, despite that being discriminatory and against the law. So again, it's creating a two-tier system in society where those who don't take the jab face discrimination and the inability to engage in basic lifestyle or social activities. That is de facto lockdown forever, and that is de facto mandatory vaccination, because if you don't take it, then your life will never return to normal. We'll be back. Summit.news. Don't go away.
The 4th of July Super Sale starts now at InfoWarsStores.com. July 4th, 2021 is now upon us, and that means our yearly big sale is here. Store-wide free shipping, Double Patriot Points starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and Double Patriot Points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and Double Patriot Points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The 4th of July Super Sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
Now, you've all probably seen the viral video by now, which came out on Monday, of the African-American woman confronting staff at Wee Spa in Los Angeles over what she claimed was a transgender individual, which is now the new pillar of society, exposing his genitals to both women and children in the female area of this health club. It was a 2.5-minute video. She went on a rant, and righteously so, against the staffers. When confronted with this information that this individual, who, by the way, was probably the same individual who was spoken about in a 2018 review of the same place, which said this guy was literally in the showers, in the female showers, with his tackle hanging out, bragging about how he was now having sex with women and about how many women he'd had sex with. It sounds like it's the same guy because it occurred at the same spa, 2018. Then you had this video where she confronts the staffers with what happened, and they tell the woman that it's just the guy's sexual orientation, and therefore it's his right under the law in California, apparently, to get out his meat and two veg in front of kids. Meanwhile, you know, you literally have the Biden administration encouraging, promoting trans children. Like, literally, if there's a platform to run on in 2024, surely it's we don't want trans kids. Literally, the depression rates are 66%, and that's the people who admit to it. The suicide rates are through the roof. Even after they have surgery, transgenders, the suicide rate remains the same. Everything points to the fact that it's a mental illness, but no, apparently these people are now the pillars of society, and their lifestyle is so healthy and doesn't lead to morbid misery and depression that we should be encouraging kids to do this, follow this really healthy lifestyle too. But you had this incident on Sunday. You had social media fallout over it. The spa itself did nothing to reverse its position. In fact, there's a statement here in this article. They cited California Civil Code 51B and argued that it would have been discriminatory to take action against the man with his meat and two veg hanging out around kids. There's like many of the metropolitan areas, Los Angeles, trash city. I mean, look at the picture of this spa. It just looks like an S-hole from the outside. Only in Los Angeles, but maybe not only in Los Angeles now. So it's like many other metropolitan areas, Los Angeles is a complete trash city full of degenerate scum. No, it says Los Angeles contains a transgender population, some of whom enjoy visiting a spa. We spa strives to meet the needs of all its customers. It's almost like they're taking the piss. Is the need of customers to get their willy out in front of little girls, is the customer always right in that instance? So they put out this statement, basically just standing by what they said in front of the woman confronting them. But then there's another development. Before I get into that development, there's an even more disturbing one. Los Angeles Magazine did a report on this, which didn't really get picked up, but I wrote about it in this article, where there was a similar case at another spa where a trans woman deliberately provoked other customers by spreading out her legs and taking front-facing showers. It says, this happened at Century Day and Night Spa on Olympic Boulevard. 2020, spring last year, a trans woman, with everything reflected female on her driver's license, by the way, Biden today has announced that you're going to be able to put X on your passport, they're literally right behind all this, caused an uproar among cisgender female clients, that means females, by exposing male genitals in the female pools and lockers. She, that's what they call him, she, wouldn't really use the spas. She just sat at the corner of the pool with her feet in the water and her legs spread or took front-facing showers. So you've literally got a guy using the female locker rooms, using the female pools, sitting on the edge of the pool, naked, with his tackle hanging out in front of women and children. And then going to the showers after and taking front-facing showers to deliberately make them see his genitalia. But it gets worse. It gets worse than this. In this case, to their credit, Century Day and Night Spa admitted that people felt uncomfortable. Oh, imagine my shock. And they say it became very disruptive. When the spa finally confronted her, they call her she, literally got meat and two veg hanging out in front of women. She was adamant that the spa should attempt to normalize young girls and women viewing male genitalia. So this individual was deliberately doing it because he wanted to expose women and girls to male genitalia as part of what I can only assume is an LGBT activist crusade. Absolutely disgusting. But as I said, it gets worse. As if it could. So this wee spa in Los Angeles, right, where they had this incident on Sunday night with the man with his meat and two veg, hairy meat and two veg hanging out in front of women and kids. People saw this. They went to the Google reviews I saw when I was looking for the street view image of this wee spot. They went to the Google reviews, gave them a bunch of one-star reviews. I assume it's the same on Yelp. But there's also a protest organized outside the spa at 11 a.m. this Saturday, Wii Spa Los Angeles, to demonstrate against the health club's policy. However, counter-protesters have indicated they will gather an hour before that at 10 a.m. to face down the horrible bigots who think men flashing their penises in kids' faces is a bad thing. Imagine being part of that mindset. Why would anyone want to counter-protest people who are opposed to allowing men to show their genitalia to children? What kind of people would want to do that? Pedophiles, that's who, and pedophile sympathizers. These are LGBT activists who think that it's going to be good optics to go to Wii Spa and protest in favor of men showing their genitals to kids. Yes, this is a thing that's actually going to happen. I mean, even from an optics perspective, what goes through these people's heads? Oh, I know what will make our movement look good and more accepted by the mainstream and more, you know, respected generally. Let's go down to Wii Spa and protest in favor of men showing their penis to little girls. Yeah, that's going to make you look really good, isn't it? But the left will probably get right behind them. I mean, they've defended drag queen story time for the past, what, 5-6 years. And as I said, meanwhile, you know, the Biden administration is promoting the cause of sex changes for children. That's literally government policy now. So there is actually a counter-protest at Wii Spa on Saturday against people who don't want their kids in the health club seeing men's balls and penises. This is 2021, ladies and gentlemen, and we live in hell. There was one voice who spoke out against this. Fox News headline, LGBTQ community appalled after transgender person appalled. Really? Is that why they're having a counter-protest? After transgender person exposes male genitalia in front of young girls at LA Spa. And there was one person who they found to speak out against this. And to be fair, we've had stories in the past of some of the drag queens and some of the trans coming out and saying, why in the hell are you taking your kids to drag queen shows? Why are you exposing them to any sexuality whatsoever when they're children? But Fox News contributor Tammy Bruce, who I assume is transgender or lesbian or whatever, don't really care, she went on Fox News and said she was appalled by it. A member of the LGBT community herself, she told Tucker Carlson on Monday that the exchange was troubling to many of her transgender friends who found the individual's behavior offensive. I mean, that's funny because I haven't seen any of them come out online and actually speak the truth, speak the righteous moral truth and say that this is an absolute disgusting act and it should be opposed by everyone across the board. We'll see. We'll see how many counter-protesters turn up to Wii Spa on Saturday at 10 a.m. And if they're outnumbered by people who apparently in their mind are horrific transphobic bigots who don't want little five-year-old girls seeing male genitalia in public health clubs. Apparently, they're the bad people now. Don't go away. We will be right back with more news. Summit.news. We'll be back. Stay right there.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift Lithium Ion Powered Forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy.
There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
To Summit.News with Paul Joseph Watson. How you like me
now? How you like me now? I'm going to come back and finish off with some final important news stories, but we're going to go to this video first because, as I explained before the break, you have leftist LGBT activists following the righteous cause of protesting in favor of men showing their genitals to kids in LA. That's their new civil rights crusade, apparently. You also have leftists continuing to exist in this deluded utopian world where they campaign for the release and indeed the complete lack of incarceration of criminals in the first place. We've seen this in many cases in Europe where literally people who campaign for refugees, people who campaign against Islamophobia, end up going to very dangerous areas of the world, completely high on this utopian thinking that the world is all a safe place everywhere in the world, that there aren't some places that are more dangerous than others, that there aren't pockets of the world where more dangerous people live, who have completely different cultural standards and ideas about the treatment of women, for example. They end up going on these trips, in many cases women on their own, and in many cases, unfortunately, end up getting raped and murdered. And we saw another case of that in America a couple of weeks ago, where a woman who campaigned for prisoners' rights, she wrote a thesis on this, went into a dangerous area of Chicago where there were a bunch of insane, crazy criminals, and she ended up tragically being stabbed to death. This is the tragedy of utopian thinking. Let's roll the clip.
it happened again. Anat Kimchi, a 31-year-old scholar at the University of Maryland, had a paper published in the Journal of Quantitative Criminology in 2019 attempting to prove America's criminal justice system was racist against young black offenders and black drug offenders.
Ironically, Anat Kimchi was studying at the Department of Criminology and Criminal Justice here at UMD. Back in 2018, she published an investigation about racial and ethnic disparities as part of her studies.
While visiting Chicago over the weekend, Kimchi was viciously stabbed in the back and neck after she was ambushed by a homeless man who jumped out of the bushes. Following the insistence of the Pointer fact-checking group that local news stations should reduce coverage of crime and stop connecting it with, quote, black and brown communities, CWB Chicago was the only media outlet to describe the killer, a slim black male with long dreadlocks who wore a red bandana and a blue tank top. So a passionate activist who railed against the justice system discriminating against black criminal suspects was killed by a black criminal suspect. Now again, this is a horrific crime. The only person to blame is the scum murderer, and I'm not doing a cynical I told you so. I want this to stop happening because it keeps happening to young women over and over again. The tragedy of Anat Kimchi bears the hallmarks of numerous previous examples. Why was she walking in an obscure, dangerous area of Chicago all alone?
The crime scene is in a relatively secluded area, apparently not the sort of place you'd find a lot of pedestrians.
You see some people who are like yelling, people with mental issues, like having a bad time. A little surprised. I kind of avoid this area because it can get a little weird.
It's a pretty obscure route, really leads into the freeway and the underpass. So it's not, just jumps out at you what's direction, where was she going, where was she coming from. So as you can see, this area is pretty secluded. Going down this ramp, it's not a well-traveled area. It's adjacent to a homeless encampment.
Is she trying to visit the homeless camp as part of her general interest or research? Did she have any awareness of the fact that homicides in Chicago, already high, have again risen dramatically in the past year? Was her murderer a victim of the systemically racist criminal justice system? Or should he have been in prison? How did the victim's family react to the murder?
The family is suggesting anyone who would like to honor Anat's memory consider making a contribution to the Equal Justice Initiative.
The Equal Justice Initiative is a nonprofit organization based in Montgomery, Alabama, that provides legal representation to prisoners who may have been wrongly convicted of crimes, poor prisoners without effective representation, and others who may have been denied a fair trial. Need I say any more? The body count of cultural relativism only seems to be rising every single year. The idea that a person's beliefs, values, and practices should be understood based on that person's own culture rather than be judged against the criteria of another. How many videos have I made about delusional leftists who carry their utopian thinking into the real world and end up in dangerous locations and situations? How many more young women who've swallowed the narrative of moral relativism, that all cultures are equal and everyone's essentially the same, are going to end up dead? How many more of these tragedies do we have to witness before people begin to grasp that the world is a dangerous place and that some places are more dangerous than others? Let's do 6 previous examples, and this is merely scratching the surface. Amanda Kajira, a liberal activist who said she was, quote, committed to preserving the dignity of black men in a world which constantly stereotypes them as violent savages. She traveled on her own to Haiti to raise awareness about violence against women. She ended up being held captive and repeatedly raped by a black man. After the incident, she said that the real blame for what happened lies with the white patriarchy, the left-wing vegan couple who wrote blogs about how evil was a make-believe concept spread by bigoted, ignorant people who just refused to understand other cultures. They went cycling in dangerous, sketchy areas throughout the world. They ended up being run off the road in Tajikistan and slaughtered by ISIS terrorists. The 2 female Scandinavian tourists who were anti-Islamophobia activists and posted on their Facebook page, quote, "Never judge people by their appearance." They went hiking in Morocco's remote Atlas Mountains. They ended up being beheaded by ISIS terrorists. Never judge people by their appearance. This is what their killers looked like. Ellen Krantz, a Swedish refugee activist who was a member of a Facebook page called We like diversity. Ellen got on a tram near Gothenburg, Sweden for what should have been a routine journey. She ended up being raped, killed and dumped in the woods by an Ethiopian migrant. Zeta Catalan, a Swedish Green Party politician who believed in open borders. She visited the Democratic Republic of Congo as part of a UN mission. She ended up being beheaded and thrown in a shallow grave. Pippa Bakker, a performance artist who said she wanted to travel the world alone, sending a message of peace between nations. According to her sister, Bakker thought that people were too cynical about others. Bakker hitchhiked from Italy to Turkey. She ended up being raped and strangled to death. I could have gone on forever. These are just six examples from the past few years. Anat Kimchi's killer is still at large. And tragically, thanks to pathological altruism, moral relativism, and utopian thinking. All traits of social engineering amplified by the media, the left, and culture in general. There'll unfortunately be many more such cases in the years to come. Parents, please tell your daughters not to travel to weird, sketchy countries on their own. Not to walk in dangerous places alone. Not to walk anywhere late at night on their own. Because whatever they tell you, the world is not full of nice, friendly, tolerant people. The world is a dangerous place.
There you have it. Many such cases, and on the subject of criminals not being convicted, headline, BLM rioter who smashed car window in a toddler's face, again, to get justice for George Floyd, obviously, avoids jail time after lawyer says it was an emotional time. He was very upset. Black Lives Matter rioter who smashed a car window in a one-year-old child's face has avoided prison after his lawyer argued it was a very emotional time for the culprit. The video, which is included in this article, shows an incident that occurred in Fredericksburg, Virginia, during last year's George Floyd protests, mostly peaceful, as we know, shows a BLM mob surrounding the vehicle before Victor Miles II smashes the glass, which shatters all over the child in the backseat. And if you watch this video, it looks like he deliberately sees the child in the backseat and smashes the backseat window. Doesn't go for the one where the driver is, who's trying to get through this mob. Goes for the one where the child is. And guess what he got as a result? A suspended sentence of just 90 days for assault and destruction of property. And the assault charge will be completely removed from his record if he stays out of trouble for a year. So he's basically going to walk the streets free to attack children, anyone who doesn't agree with Black Lives Matter. And his defense attorney, Eugene Frost, justified the sentence by arguing that Miles was angry because, quote, it was a very emotional time all the way around. So because one individual, George Floyd, got murdered by a cop, that makes him angry. That makes him a little bit sensitive, so he gets to smash a glass in the face of children. Meanwhile, of course, the people who stormed the Capitol are all rotting in solitary confinement. No one cares about them. The media calls them terrorists. The Guardian analysis of legal records following last year's riots, mostly peaceful, found that the vast majority of citations and charges against George Floyd protesters were ultimately dropped, dismissed, or otherwise not filed. And you have NYPD data that shows out of the 118 arrests made in the Bronx in June 2020, 73 were dismissed, 18 remain open, and there were 19 convictions for lesser crimes. So the actual criminals who burned down entire city blocks, attacked people viciously, they're all getting off. Meanwhile, the boomers who raided the Capitol are in solitary confinement being tortured. That's going to wrap it up.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.